WCFWFM Chippewa Falls, a Civic Media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. This is 105.7 CFW.
Small town, by the dying small town of small. Still hate seat enough to say, look who's in the big town. My bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
Keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like
1057 CFW. Streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
This is 105.7 CFW. McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning, every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
Oh, Sheila.
to be. Yeah. Oh, baby, I understand that I want to be the only man. You think you're pulling over on me? Well, honey, baby, just you wait and see.
For fun music, 105.7 CFW.
CFW. you need someone to hold you tight, and you think love is to pray, but I'm sorry.
Where did our love go? Oh, don't you
Chippewa Valley weekends never sounded so good. 80s, 90s, and more all weekend long. 105.7 CFW. 90s and more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app. Look for CFW and stream us anywhere, anytime.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes I'll come back from a concert with my kid or a dinner with my husband, and I'll think, man, it would be nice to find something to do that doesn't cost so gosh darn much. Today, I have a tip for something to fill your time and your heart, but not drain your wallet. Volunteering. Now hear me out. There's been a lot of research on this. It shows that volunteering can help you feel less stressed, less down, less worried. You can do it with your church or food bank. You can look for events that align with your interests. We love a Ren Fair and a beer festival over here. Volunteering can build social connections. It helps people feel less lonely, and that can keep you healthier and living longer. And when you volunteer, your brain releases all these great chemicals like serotonin or dopamine, things that just make you feel good. For more feel-good money tips, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellum fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire Sustainability Advisory Committee has approved new ordinance proposals. The committee was considering a variety of new sustainability practices, including the addition of a full-time staff position, a new building ordinance to protect birds from flying into windows, and the Navigator program to incentivize upgrades to HVAC and heating systems in older and low-income housing units. The committee voted to move forward with the ordinance and Navigator program, but did not vote on the new position. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced it will provide $100,000 in grants to rural counties for hosting electronics recycling events. According to a press release, the DNR will give priority on the grant funding to counties that do not have a permanent collection site for the electronic items. Applications for the grant funding must be submitted by July 31st, and the events must be hosted between this September and December of 2025. The application is available online. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine today. Just a very slim chance of a late day shower or storm. Highs in the upper 70s, light northwest winds. In the overnight, mostly clear and upper 50s. Mostly sunny skies on Monday. Highs will reach the mid 80s. It's 75 at our studios.
CFW.
1057 CFW.
Mississippi, in the middle of a dry spell, Jimmy Rogers on the voice that talks to